African, Oriental and Arab weapons. The Arms Museum of Alava has an interesting collection of African, Oriental and Arab weapons. Case 21 contains a collection of African weapons. The vast majority come from the specific area of Central Africa, now called the Republic of the Congo. Their weapons are a markedly ethnic character, as can be seen in the execution and design of the various spears. Note the particularly unusual exhibit on the right of the case, among the exhibits depicting the everyday life of the Mangbetu tribe, a richly carved and decorated votive canoe and oars. You now have before you Case 22, which displays a selection of Oriental weapons that include exhibits from China, Japan, Turkey and various oceanic cultures. Of particular importance are the Turkish yatagans in the centre of the case, a type of sabre or cutlass used by the Janissaries, the soldier slaves that formed the elite of the Ottoman army. As well as their long blades, they are characterised by their hilt, which is usually made of ivory, quality hardwood or other luxury materials. Also deserving of attention are the Malayan kampilans, wide-blade machetes with wooden hilts. Then there are the kris. These are knives traditional to the area now known as Malaysia or Indonesia, though the design later spread to other countries of Southeast Asia. The blade, designed for stabbing, can be straight or wavy as in the example before you. Case 23 is dedicated to Arab weapons. A highlight is the gumia, the traditional knife of the Berbers of the Maghreb. It is very similar to a dagger, and is characterised by ornate decoration with geometric motifs. The central part of the case displays a sabre, dagger and Quran case that belonged to a Moroccan cleric at the end of the 19th century. Among the firearms, the group of five muskets stand out. This is a type of rifle typical of the Maghreb, and is distinguished by the extraordinary length of its barrel and the large amount of decorative motifs of encrusted ivory, bone or silver, especially on the butt.